Cuomo most recently appeared on Chris Matthews' show Hardball on MSNBC.
I passed what is probably the toughest gun law in the nation. I can't protect my state because I closed the front door and the guns are coming in the back door. I'm in New York. If you drive to Virginia, you drive to South Carolina, you can come back with a gun. So the states can't do this. It has to be the federal government.
The governor, who himself is a hunter, has also been on CNN in New York One. He has walked back, though, an initial call for Democrats in Congress to shut down the government over the issue. He talks about that in this meeting with reporters on Wednesday.
How many people have to die before the Democrats in the Congress stand up and say enough is enough? And the Republicans are very good at expressing their priority and their adamance. And I'm saying the Democrats should be as good as the Republicans are at expressing their adamance and their priority.
But Cuomo says a key provision of New York's own gun control laws, approved nearly 3 years ago, is still not ready to be implemented. It would require registration of all sales of ammunition in the state. State police said earlier this year that the technology to implement the database required in the January 2013 statute is not yet ready.
We're not going to roll out any system until it's tested and it works, and we're 100% confident that the system works.
The ammunition database was the subject of an unusual memo of understanding between Cuomo and the leader of the ruling Senate Republicans, John Flanagan. Shortly after the 2015 legislative session concluded, the memo was made public. It said that the database will essentially not be created unless the GOP senators first agree to it. The memo says no state monies can be spent on the database unless the Senate and governor both agree on a plan. Assembly Democrats were angered about being left out, but the governor, asked about it again, says the memo is merely stating the obvious.
There was a fear that the system would be prematurely implemented, and then you would foul up sales and private sector companies, etc. And we said, I understand the fear. It's not an unheard of fear that government would start something and it winds up being premature and not ready, especially a technology system.
The governor says he does not have a timetable for when the database might be implemented, saying it will be ready when it's ready. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.